Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. That's right. We're going to be talking about, well, we're going to try to answer the question, how fast does disease spread? You know, we're hearing all this stuff. So I thought, well, let's see what the mechanical, mathematical, scientific view is on how they determine how fast the disease spread. So we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, righteous men and women in uniform, lifting our nation up in prayer, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. And today's devotional is planting us in Isaiah 41 and 2 Timothy 1. And it says this, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will strengthen thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So Let's not, we can be concerned, but let's not fear. That's from the devil. So we're going to be strong, unified, seek the Lord. He's going to look after us, lift us up, and be the lifter up of our heads. So stay close to him. It's important. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, heart doctors held back the stent death data. So heart stents, when they were actually testing them, the clinical trial data, they held back some critical information. That's right. Doctors working on the clinical trial for the treatment for heart disease held back key data. So in this Excel trial, they tested whether stents were as effective as open heart surgery. With left main disease. So in the trial, the U.S. stent manufacturer called Abbott, half the patients were given stents and the other not. They got open heart surgery. Not all the patients were recruited at the same time. Some were recruited in 2011, others over the years following that. So when the first results were published in 2016, doctors doing the trial review, there was data about what had happened to some of the patients 5 years after the stent and heart surgery, but they chose to look only at what happened up to 3 years after the patient's procedures were done. Now, Dr. Nick Freemantle, he's a biostatistician, University College of London. He says if somebody had died 3 years and one day into the trial, that death wouldn't have been counted in the results. So I'm absolutely appalled that they did this. So we've taken a straw poll of my professional colleagues, and it's a lot of disbelief among us that they would kind of mislead people in clinical trials like that. Well, it's called money, Doc. They want to sell the stents. And if people are dying and it's not as good as open heart surgery, you know, that's why they hide that stuff, see? Yeah, they do that kind of thing in the world. People aren't always honest. All right, moving along in the quack report. FDA declares it's going to monitor the medical supply shortages due to the coronavirus since almost everything is made in China. We're going to talk about that in a little bit here. The Food and Drug Administration is already monitoring a lot of medical supplies because of disruptions caused by the outbreak in China, chronic shortages in supplies they are worried about. Some parts of the country already have shortages on masks and other medical equipment. So that's what happens when you don't make anything in your country. That's what happens. Moving along in the quack report, South Korea says it's successfully treating coronavirus patients with, get this, natural oxygen therapy. They're saying they've cured patients by delivering oxygen through face masks, according to their local news. Only one of the 21 remaining coronavirus victims is still critical. The rest have been sent home and released. As for the oxygen therapy, they explain that it's effective in saturating a patient's body with oxygen by delivering in high doses, because they say diseases of all kinds hate oxygen, simply can't survive in the presence of the oxygen. And last but not least, in the quack report, new study says the coronavirus, the one that's over in China, likely has an RO value as high as 6.6. Now, we're going to talk about RO values or factors. We're going to be looking at that as a measurement of how fast disease spreads. That's really good to know. But researchers at Los Alamos National Library in New Mexico pre-published some new studies in the Journal of Med Review associated with the British Medical Journal. Says that the actual basic reproductive rate of this coronavirus is between 4.7 and 6.6, opposed to the 2.2 and 2.7 range that the government health authorities have released. So the study has not been in a peer review yet, since it's just been, you know, written. Abstract explains that, quote, extensive individual case reports consistently evolving global outbreaks reveal the RO estimate put forth by those in charge is essentially flawed. Well, we're going to look at that, get a heads up, so we can try to ascertain, have, you know, wisdom and discernment in the first part of the show. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, hey, we're going to be talking about how fast spread. And Frank, are we still having some kind of technical issues? I keep hearing that chime going off. Are we live still? Are we bumped out? Are we out in the universe somewhere? Nobody can hear us. We're in the big forest, and we'll hear a tree fall, but nobody else will hear us, right? Well, we're going to talk about how fast does disease spread. That's a good question. Anybody ever answer that, ask that? I bet you your doctor doesn't know. But does science have the answer? How fast does disease spread? Well, since you can't see microscopic infectious diseases, how do we actually know the rate of transmissibility? Scientifically, transmissibility is an equation quantified by input, output, and maximum amplification. So interestingly, it's also referred as the Q factor. So when health authorities such as the CDC announce a pandemic, how do they quantify the risk? How fast is it going to spread, and how long is the disease going to be active? Now, gauging a contagious infection is a combination of science, math, and some gut instinct. So we're going to look at how those all work. So when you hear them reading you these numbers on the news, you kind of get an idea. So let's look at the number spread. According to Healthline.com, when you understand the possibilities of how disease will travel and affect living things, it's really a production number. It's called RO, and it's pronounced R-naught. It's a mathematical term indicating how contagious and infectious disease is, and it's how it's replicating, you know, its ability to replicate. Now, for infection to spread to healthy people, it has to replicate itself. So what science is communicating with the RO factor is that it represents the average number of healthy people that will catch the disease from a contagious person. So RO also represents a population that was previously healthy prior to the infection and or have not been vaccinated against the disease. Now, an example would be an RO of 18, which signifies that an infected person will spread the disease to an average of 18 other people unless a person has immunity to that particular disease. So the RO factor applies when, one, no one in the population has immunity, two, everyone is equally vulnerable, and three, contaminant of the disease or containment of the disease is impossible. That's what an RO means. Plague of unknown origin, don't know what to do, nobody has resistance. So we're told that the RO factor is rare due to the many advantages, of course, medical science taking the bow here and the accolades. But the Spanish flu, for instance, it had an RO factor of 1.4 to 2.8. So what they're saying here out of Los Alamos is, hey, this coronavirus has an RO factor of 6.6. Way worse, they're saying, than the Spanish flu. Well, let's calculate this RO. How do they do that? Well, there are certain factors that the scientists take into account when they calculate that RO factor on disease. One, how long the disease will last in adults and children, because the longer the infection, it increases the RO value. Two, the contact rate and the rate of spreading. A high contact rate increases the RO value. And how it's transmitted. Does the disease travel by the air like the flu, or does it require body fluids? Airborne diseases have a higher RO value. And also conditions for the disease, you know, some diseases thrive in the cooler temperatures, so they take all those, you know, correlations into account. So RO is a designated symbol of how virulent the disease is and to help predict outcomes. So the creator of the RO factor is actually Alfred Loka. I guess his name's Loka. He was a demographer of populations and reproduction numbers in the 1920s. But in the 1950s, Dr. George MacDonald, he was an epidemiologist, he suggested using Loka's assessments in order to describe potential disease transmission. So it was Dr. MacDonald who suggested that if the RO factor is greater than one, the disease is going to spread. So that's how that came about. So, but what happens when experts underestimate your RO factors? Well, the scientists at Umeå University in Sweden, February 2020, reported that the WHO is underestimating the rate at which the coronavirus is going to spread. Here's what they said. This is Dr. Joachim Baklov, professor of sustainable health. He says, our review shows that the coronavirus is at least as transmissible as the SARS virus. Now, this, he says, should tell people about the seriousness of the situation, end of quote. Now, there's a chart that's going to be included in the American Survival newsletter that's distributed today. It gives you a breakdown of the different, we'll go over them in a minute. It goes down the breakdown of the different pathogens and their RO factors, and it gives you an idea what we may be expecting. So the WHO released the transmissibility or reproducing factor of the coronavirus. They say it's 1.4 to 2.5. And these numbers estimate how many people an infected person is going to infect. Higher numbers represent a higher risk of transferring the virus from person to person with a more rapid spread. So if the population numbers fall below one, it's no longer an epidemic and it's likely to die out. The researchers at Umeå University in Heidelberg, Germany, and Hangzhou, China, they reviewed 12 scientific studies on the coronavirus, the same virus that's in China, all with consistent estimates of the disease growth rate based on cases they observed in China and also the math formulas they were using. So their work has been published in the February 2020 Journal of Travel Medicine. Now you got to remember, we have over 16 versions of coronavirus from bats, and the early versions indicated low transmissibility. Afterwards, the transmissibility rose rapidly and leveled off at 2.3 in recent studies, with the average being 3.28 people infected when it came in contact with the disease. So percentages matter when it's attributed to large populations. This is what Rocklove in Heidelberg, Germany says. When looking at the development of the coronavirus epidemic, it really corresponds well or even exceeds the highest epidemic growth in our calculated model. It is spreading more than the SARS virus did, end of quote. Well, according to reports in the Guardian News and the UK physicians, they don't know how dangerous this virus is until they get more data and compare it to mortality rates. They estimate now that the virus offers a 2% mortality rate, as some cases have been mild. And you can get the idea of the picture comparing the coronavirus mortality rate with influenza rate. Your influenza rate's 1%. Now, they're saying the coronavirus is at 2%. And the SARS virus, they gave it a percentage of 10%. Now, the Imperial College group has given the coronavirus virus an RO factor of 1.5 to 3.5. The University of Chinese Academy of Sciences have published an RO factor of 4.08. But in the end, until the virus dies out, and the equations, they're all estimates until, you know, they can get more data. Well, let's look at this R value of the coronavirus. Here comes this chart I was mentioning. If we are comparing pathogens and the transmissibility and mortality values, there's this chart that was produced by the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan. If you are a subscriber to the American Survival newsletter, you will see this chart in your issue. If you are not a subscriber, it's free to sign up. There's no subscription fee at all. You go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can click on the newsletters there and sign up for free. So on this chart, we have the Ebola outbreak of 2014 had an RO reproduction factor of 1.5 to 2.5. Your H1N1 bird influenza of 2009 had an RO factor of 1.46 to 1.48. And seasonal influenza, like you're familiar with, has a 2 to 3 RO factor. Measles has a 12 to 18 RO factor. MERS virus around 1. Polio has a 5 to 7 RO factor. SARS has a 1 to 2 2.75 factor. Smallpox a 5 to 7. And the Wuhan Canora virus in China has a 1.4 to 4.08 is what they're estimating. So we're getting different estimates. We're getting from, you know, low 1.5 to 6, over 6 now. So science, it's a guesstimate, really. It's not. Well, let me read you this quote from Jason Burham. He's an MD infectious disease specialist at Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis. He says, transparency is not as simple as it may seem. It is a question of preventing undue panic while trying to protect the public. We run the risk of pulling the trigger too soon and scaring the public over a handful of cases. Or a public notice can be counterproductive, where more people are too scared to get treatment when they get ill. You know, they get quarantined and then maybe cremated like they're doing in China. He goes on to say, I personally feel the public has a right to know about the outbreaks to make their own decisions, end of quote. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we live in that age. We live in that age of rampant misinformation, and it kind of can be hard to discern what you should believe in and how to react to that information. One could possibly say the real epidemic is fake news, you know? So if we look at the chart that I just mentioned, we see varied estimates, especially of an ongoing viral outbreak. So the virus is real enough, and how deadly it will be is yet to be seen. Panicking is useless. It's non-productive. Don't panic. And, you know, don't panic. Get prepared. Just get prepared. We're going to go over a couple things in a minute, what you might want to consider. And you don't want to assume your health authorities have all the answers. I would not assume that the health authorities are prepared, because if you look at the coronavirus in China, the government's idea of being prepared is a makeshift collection of tractor trailers with no bath or running water to house dying patients waiting to be cremated. So is the U.S. any better prepared? Well, according to the Inspector General, the Department of Homeland Security is stockpiling the following: 16 million surgical masks, 500,000 bottles of expired hand sanitizer, expired antiviral drugs, 81% are expired. Protective equipment is on file with the DSA, but they don't know where it's located. Or what's in stock with that. So if you really don't know what you have or where you stored it, it's like it doesn't exist. So the U.S. is woefully underprepared. If a government is not prepared, the only thing left is crisis and damage control. We as individuals have to start planning and thinking like warriors. I know no one wants to have to do this, but you have to have a shift in the mindset. You got to stand up and protect yourself. The illusion of preparedness is worse than neglect. It's really pathological. Really, that's what it is. Here's a quote from a Greek philosopher in 495 BC. He says, out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters, and we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one is the warrior, and he will bring the others back, end of quote. Mark Twain said, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Right? It's not courage unless you have fear, and then you just go out there anyway, right? I think John Wayne said that, right? Yeah, it's you saddle up. I think he said you saddle up anyway. Here's what you would find posted on the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services National Institute of Health website. The emergence of yet another outbreak of a human disease caused by a pathogen from a viral family formerly thought to be relatively benign underscores the perpetual challenge of emerging infectious diseases and the importance of sustained preparedness. Have we seen any of that preparedness? Well, people need to realize that the average person has a suppressed immune function if they ever have taken antibiotics or vaccines and neglected to support their immune system. So immune-boosting herbs bring the immune system back to strength, back up to normal. So herbs support immune system function, and many pandemic pathogens are really not resistant to a really healthy immune system, which is especially supported by your immune herbs that are containing a lot of germicides and viral inhibitors. So strong immune formulas will contain things like echinacea or your garlic. Garlic is going to be very broad spectrum as an antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal herb. So the echinacea is going to help the immune system make more of the antibodies or killer T cells to help destroy your infection. So if you're interested, call the experts in immune boosting, call Apothecary Herbs. You know, I want to point out they do have pandemic kits that have a 10-year shelf life. They also have pneumonia kits and other essential organic herbal whole food medicinal products. They're all professional strength. It would be what a practitioner would sell you. Give them a call to order. Or if you want to get their free product catalog, call toll-free 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is their web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You're going to take the power back out there, aren't you? Yep, you're going to be prepared. The nation may not, but you are going to be. Hey, they do have money-saving coupons in their catalog and on their website, so don't neglect to use that and get empowered, get prepared, and save at the same time. I think that's a winner. What do you think, Frank? Now, don't forget, if you're on the website, do go to the books and newsletters area and sign up for the newsletters. Now, the Health Quest goes out on Friday, and the American Survival goes out on Tuesday. And they're absolutely, totally free, and they're full of empowering information that you don't want to be without. And you can share it with family and friends, definitely. It's all about empowerment and standing up for yourself, being prepared. That's very intimidating to some, but it's really exhilarating to others. So you can do it. I've done it. A lot of people have done it, and they never looking back. It's a game changer for sure. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, but on the other side, we've got more health news. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Hope you're still with me, and we're going to be talking about eye health a little bit here. I got some questions about, you know, do vaccines impact your visual quality? Well, it appears that there are, you see more reports of vaccines affecting not just your brain, but also your eyes, which is part of your brain. It's neurological tissue. And kind of makes sense. Your vaccines could cause the autism, the Tourette syndrome, but it also can affect your eye function. So we're going to take a look at some of the reports we're seeing on the vaccines that negatively impact eye health. There was a small study that did have a big impact, though. The American Academy of Ophthalmology in Las Vegas, Nevada, presented some findings. They were included in the peer-reviewed journal article on vaccines, put out on vision risks. So it was a kind of a special issue. And I have reported in the past that vaccines given for like chickenpox and shingles, and that patients should carefully investigate all those treatments recommended to them. It is convenient to use the internet now to find a lot of published scientific studies in medical journals. You can go to sites like ScienceDaily.com and use keywords to search and find things. So you can actually read these studies where physicians are also reading them. Anyone can do the research on medications, surgeries, vaccines. So according to the study findings, everyone can do research. They can find out about chickenpox and shingle vaccines that are tending to cause some symptoms. And the warning signs of eye disease. So if you're getting chickenpox vaccines and shingle vaccines, This report out of the Academy of Ophthalmology said those vaccines can cause eye inflammation of the cornea. Keratinitis, which is inflammation of the clear layer of the front of your eye, can cause serious complications, even in permanent eye damage or vision loss. Blurry vision, spots in your visual field, almost like, hey, do I have macular degeneration? What's going on? Also, night glare, making it difficult to drive. So a lot of people say, well, I must be getting cataracts. But maybe it was the vaccine. So how small was this study? Well, modern medicine has been granted FDA approval for drugs and other treatments on very small studies. So there's really no need for discounting a study. Let's say they just had 20 patients, but in the past, they like to see bigger studies. Now, according to the study report, 20 cases of keratinitis in children and adults that had followed the vaccines for chickenpox and shingles. So in the adults, the symptoms appeared within 24 days of getting the vaccine. And then with the kids, it was in 14 days when they got their chickenpox vaccine. Now, in some cases, when the research is conducted and paid for by the drug sponsors, they sometimes get results that are really not expected. And this is one of those occurrences. Here is a quote from Dr. Frederick Fonfelder, ophthalmology department chair, University of Missouri Eye Institute. He says there is a probable relationship between the vaccines and eye inflammation. However, the study was not designed to prove that the vaccine caused the condition. So they're really hesitant to say, yep, the vaccine's the culprit, you know. So they say there's just a causal relationship or a probable relationship. So if you've been listening carefully, I've kind of been reporting on what medical science has been saying about how vaccines affect individuals by provoking disease depending on the patient's DNA or genetic code. So this is all already out there in medical science. I'm not really giving you, anything new. You could go pull this stuff up too. So can your physician. Here is a quote again from Dr. Fenfelder. He says, while we feel the inflammation eye disease is a rare occurrence, it's important for physicians to know when giving these vaccines to individuals who have a history of a condition because it could reactivate or provoke it by giving them the vaccine. So that's why some patients who have eczema, for instance, they can't have certain vaccines at all because of the vaccines could be cultured, let's say, on chicken eggs and or other things, and it can provoke and give them a seriously dangerous case of eczema. So I think it's real important to also note that instead of physicians being aware and avoid giving such vaccines to patients with a history, let's say, risk of eye problems, they're instructed to give the vaccine anyway, though, in medical science, and just monitor or manage the problems that follow. So they'll give you the vaccine, you'll get eye problems, and they'll help you with that. See, they're not going to prevent it. There's no preventative anything there. Here is a quote. This is also from Dr. Fenfelder. He says, anyone with a past history of keratinitis, which is inflammation of the eye, that would include eczema of the eye, should be closely monitored after they get vaccines to be sure they don't have complications of the cornea, which means scarring of the cornea. Now, modern medicine can't stop the destruction of the cornea should a vaccine scar it. So here's a patient treatment option medical science would offer the patient after they've damaged your eye. This is what they would say. If the scarring is deep, we'll set up a patient to have a corneal transplant. If the scarring is more superficial, we'll set up an appointment for the patient to have laser surgery. They hope to remove or at a minimum reduce the scar tissue. Or if the damage by the vaccine merely distorted the cornea, the patient can be fitted with special contact lenses or have a corneal transplant. So what do you think of that, Frank? You know, how long was the disruption? Well, I mean, this is a lifelong thing. Yeah. And all this is, you know, and a lot of times, you know, they want to give you these free vaccines. You ever notice that? And I ask you, why is it free? Well, because they're going to send you into a spiral of health problems so that they'll get money out of you. And lawsuits are back. In 2017, a woman in Nevada sued Merck Pharmaceutical for damages after suffering vision problems after she got the shingles Zosavax vaccine. Mm-hmm. Yep. The lawsuit alleges that Merck neglected to provide adequate warning about the risk of eye health via infections, complications, and also increased risk of vision loss and quality of life. So the shingles vaccine got approved by the FDA in 2006, and it's recommended for patients over the age of 60. And this is a live virus they inject into your bloodstream that's 10 times stronger than the chickenpox virus that's in the chickenpox vaccine. And Merck is claiming 50% effectiveness at preventing shingles with this vaccine. Now, since the vaccine entered the market, there have been reports of health problems, and the FDA requires now the manufacturers to add these warnings to the product labeling. And so far, the FDA has required Merck to add the following warnings. Infections and serious side effects can occur August 2014. Eye disorders can occur February 2016. And drug adverse reactions if taking immunosuppressive drug therapy February 2016. So how did they find these reactions? Because the public was the test group, right? Or they knew about it in clinical trials but suppressed that data. Yeah, Frank says, so they wreck your cornea and then charge you for the transplant. Exactly. That's how it works. Frank, you got it. Most of you guys out there, I'm sure, understand what that means. So as you see, these warnings are really not adequate for physicians or even patients to know that they should avoid the vaccine if they have a condition that would put them at risk, or if they don't want to have the possibility of vision loss. So here's a quote from Erin Elizabeth. She's a reporter with Natural News, and she says, the Nevada woman who filed the Zosavax lawsuit claims that after receiving the shingles vaccine, she developed headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, and suffered right eye injury along with increased blood pressure. The shingles vaccine has been linked to necrotic retinitis, which is an acute retinal necrosis or an acute inflammation causing death of your retina. Anything that says necrotic or necrosis in it means they've killed that area. So if it's necrosis or necrotic retinitis, it's like killing the retina of your eye. So it is caused by the herpes virus and the zoster virus, herpes simplex, Epstein-Barr virus group, okay, that's in the shingles. So anyone who has had, let's say, chickenpox or mononucleosis has this virus connection already. And if you go get a shingles vaccine, it can cause serious complication. You could reactivate or provoke that virus that you got naturally. So this information is really not listed with vaccines. Doctors don't discuss it with patients. They may not even be aware of it. Patients who get the shingles vaccine are also highly contagious for 28 days after they get vaccinated. You could give somebody the shingles virus, and maybe, you know, they would come down with mono or chickenpox, but they would still catch the zoster virus from you. Scientific medicine has known this. They've known this since 2011, but patients aren't told to stay at home, quarantine themselves. So they're going to put other people at serious risk of infection because you may be infecting somebody that already has some specific problem with their eyes. So they send you out into the world to infect others is basically what you're getting. So if they infect someone that maybe has HIV or AIDS, that's not good. If they infect a transplant patient, anyone that's on immune suppressive drug therapies, that's really not good. They could infect young children with a really strong chickenpox version of the virus, and also the elderly.
But of course, they're injecting the elderly with this stuff anyway. So what's in your shingles vaccine? Well, the Vaccine Safety Data Link study, published in March 2014, Journal of Internal Medicine, stated that the shingles vaccine is safe. Is it really? According to Dr. Julian Whitaker in the Whitaker Wellness Institute, the study in the journal is questionable. The study was conducted by the CDC and Kaiser Permanente Insurance, and he stated the research published says there was only a small increased risk of local reaction or redness and pain, probably at the injection site, within a week of getting the vaccine. The researchers also stated there was no risk of contracting meningitis, cerebrovascular diseases, cardiovascular disease, encephalopathy, inflammation of your brain, Bell's palsy, Raymond-Hunt syndrome. So, mind you, the study was conducted on the vaccine safety after it had been approved to be used in the market in 2006. Okay, so it's on the market 2006, and this research is done 2014. Does that make sense? So patient health and care and wellness and thought is not in their heads. So according to Dr. Whitaker, there is no evidence that the shingles vaccine prevents future or repeat outbreaks, yet it's being marketed as such. So there's no evidence. And we're all assuming science is scientifically based, observational, to the point, evidence. And it's fact. But it's not. It's conjecture. It's hypothesis. It's fraud in some cases. And here's Dr. Whitaker saying there's no evidence to support what they're marketing it for. So what are they marketing it for? Well, they're marketing it to give people problems so they can treat them. That's what I think. Shingles is not a life-threatening disease, but it is painful. So the National Vaccine Information Center is saying that on their website, the shingles vaccine is a live virus made by Merck and is recommended for adults over 50 or 60. They report that the side effects from the vaccine are pain, redness and swelling at the injection site, zoster-like rash, which would be shingles, headache, joint and muscle pain, fever, abnormally swollen glands, and anaphylactic shock. They also report 51% effectiveness. So the mass inoculation program for chickenpox is believed to have brought on an increase in shingles in adults, and Merck has simply repackaged the chickenpox vaccine, making it 14 times stronger and calling it the shingles vaccine, and the public is not informed of this. Definitely do your homework on everything. So we've got some bogus benefits. The shingles vaccine is marketed to protect you from getting the shingles, or if you've had shingles, to protect you from another outbreak. It's also being marketed to resolve the nerve pain that is associated with shingles. So the research and the historical use of the shingles vaccine has doctors setting the record straight now on this bogus benefit of the treatment. Let's check out what a doctor has noticed. This is Dr. Brownstein. He says Merck touts a 38% or 39%. You have a 39% decline in an outbreak of a shingles using their product. But he says there's a different conclusion. About 0.4% of unvaccinated persons versus 0.14% of vaccinated people developed nerve pain. So the 39% decline, he says in their report, is less than accurate. Well, it's fraud is what it is. Lie. Half the truth. Still a whole lie, right? Benjamin Franklin. So if he says if we look at the more accurate absolute risk data, we come up with a decline of 0.26% of neurological pain for those that were vaccinated. So shingles vaccine costs about $220. Did you know that, Frank? $220. And it would be more effective to use that money if you had some natural resources that work to boost the immune system and even prevent it. According to Dr. Weston Price, we should improve our overall immune function, which is what we would truly prevent shingles in the first place. So true, Doc. So true. Well, there are herbs that have a zoster virus or a shingles inhibitor in it. Amazing to know that, isn't it? And if you take this herb, will you get shingles? Probably not. Would you have an outbreak? Probably not. If you were in the middle of an outbreak and you took this herb, would you be able to get over the shingles? Most likely, yes. Really quick in our observations. So you got some risk-free options is the point. So if you want a safe and answer to your shingles virus issue, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have the Shingles Be Gone pack. Awesome stuff. We've got some feedback. It's up there posted from people who have used it. So it has a 10-year shelf life. So if you've had the shingles and you are dreading the day you ever have them again, because this virus is going to park itself on your ganglion nerve sheath, and it's going to park itself there until you get stressed out, upset, or your immune system's very low, and it's going to take advantage of you and exploit you at that point, and that's when you get a shingles outbreak. So the shelf life's 10 years, so you can always have that handy if ever that were to happen. But, you know, if you do your immune boosting and your organ cleansing, you have a better chance of not having outbreaks. You know, and there's herbs to help you manage and cope with your stress better. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have all that stuff. Their toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. Yes, you can get and order a free catalog on their website if you want to and check out for free. No charge for the catalog, so you can do that. If you register, of course, they don't share any of your information. So if you decide to register on their website, you will automatically qualify for reward points you can redeem later and for savings. So, but you can always check out it as a guest if you want to stay private. That's fine, too. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Yep. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. All right. We got a few minutes. And we're going to talk about some of the really fabulous things that are going to help you keep your immune system healthy and well. A lot of people look at really popular supplements out there. A lot of, you know, there's the probiotics, there's the calcium, there's the energy boosters, there's the hormones, you know, balancing stuff. A lot of supplements out there. And people like education along that come along with their products, so they know what they're doing, how it's working, and that kind of thing. Top 40 herbs, basically, these days: aloe, black cohosh, barberry bark, burdock root, cascara sagrada, cayenne, cranberry, dandelion, echinacea, elderberry, fennel seed, feverfew, garlic, there's your favorite one, Frank, garlic, ginger, ginkgo, ginseng, golden seal root, hawthorn berry, juniper berry, licorice root, lobelia, marshmallow root, milk thistle, mullein, nettle leaf, peppermint, plantain, psyllium seed, saw palmetto, sienna leaf, slippery elm, St. John's wort, valerian root, willow bark, and wild yam. Those are just some of the real popular herbs that people like to stock. So basically, you could whittle that down. You could get a top 10, a top dozen. A lot of people like something with vitamin C in it. I like rose hips. If you want a whole food vitamin C herb, that would be rose hips. Also, you're going to find lots of natural vitamin C and E and Brussels sprouts and peaches and wheat germ, asparagus, if you like asparagus, But, you know, your herbs that are going to have the vitamin C, rose hips, also sienna leaf and yellow dock, barley grass, red clover, and lobelia and hops all have natural vitamin C in them. And since the sorbic acid vitamin C that is coming from China, I guess you don't want that this year, do you? Also, your calcium magnesium supplements are a big deal. People want strong bones, but you have to have boron with it. It's not going to happen. So plant-based calcium is better than animal-based calcium or the synthetic stuff that the lab just decides what you need. Go with God's chemistry. It's perfect, and you don't need to reinvent it. A lot of people are into goji berries, green tea, and grape seed extracts. Also great stuff. Has pycnogenol in it, which is one of those antioxidants. People like that because they feel more energized, lots of energy. Flax seed, flax oil, people are big into that, as well as spirulina and chlorella for protein, plant-based proteins. So that's an option for you. It's like a superfood, if you will, like a steak on your plate, but in plant form. But really, 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have is basic but versatile. So if you want to know what those 13 are, go to thepowerherbs.com. They have a power herbs kit with those 13 herbs in it. And it has a master sheet. It shows you can use this herb by itself for these things, or you can use it with these herbs for these things. So very versatile. It's like having a bunch of separates in your closet, and you can mix and match your outfits. And the same thing here with the herbs. So the power herbs kit is going to have 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have. And, you'll be amazed what you can do with 13 herbs. Doctors wouldn't have a clue, but you're gonna be savvy and smart out there using God's medicine where he said, from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So I go with God. That's what I do. And he always honors the commitment, see? You trust in him. He's looking for that faith factor, see? You know, faith is things not yet seen. So ask him to take your hand and show you. Be faithful. He'll honor you and show you the way. Take that path because it's rewarding. So rewarding. So mind the time, it grows short. Get empowered. Get informed. And roll up your sleeves and, get your feet wet with using herbs. If you learn to tie your shoe and brush your teeth as a kid, you can learn to use these herbs. It's not rocket science. Okay? And we try to hold your hand, make it easy. Folks at Apothecary Herbs will just give you lots of information with your product, and they have product support, so you can call or email. But I can see by the clock we're about out of time. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663. It's where healthcare options just became endless. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.